recall when I first saw him from my father's fishing boat. I looked to where he stood there on the sand, and the way he said, "Follow me," as that boat touched the shore, there was something in his voice that took command. And in the weeks that followed, as he filled the prophet's word, I knew that our Messiah had arrived. But as I stand and watch him as he dies upon a cross, my hope is gone and I'm empty down inside.
I've known him since his early days in Nazareth as a lad. In a carpenter's shop he learned to work with wood, and later in the temple, talking with the scribes, they were amazed at how well he understood. I watched him grow in wisdom as his fame spread far and wide. He could touch the sick and make them whole again. But as they lay his body in a tomb meant for me, my hopes of a Messiah die with him.
It was the one who touched me and gave me back my life. Now that he's gone, I love him even more. But early in the morning, on the first day of the week, at an empty tomb I stare in disbelief. And then I turn and see him, he gently calls my name. I kneel and worship at my Savior's feet.
Heard that he'd been crucified, my fears were all confirmed. He was just another prophet, not the king. Now Mary comes and tells us that he's alive again. She loved him so, she would grasp at anything. But as he stands before me with a nail prints in his hands, the knowledge of the truth within me burns. As I stand here staring into heaven where he's gone, I know that one day he will return. Yes, I saw him in his anguish as he died upon a cross and paid the price that set this captive free.
And I saw his lifeless body as they laid it in a tomb, and with it all the sin that clung to me.
But I saw him in the morning, on the first day of the week, alive and well and calling out my name.
And I saw as he ascended to sit upon his throne, and since I've seen him I will never be the same.
Stay.